You are listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review Podcast, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof by Tennessee Williams, directed by Sean Graney and produced by The Hypocrites. Review by Tom Williams. The Hypocrites, under the meticulous direction of Sean Graney, have mounted a powerfully wrenching production of Tennessee Williams' 1955 Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. This intense show had me riveted to my chair throughout the entire three-hour running time. Set in the Delta region outside of Memphis, we meet the rich Pollitt family as they are getting ready to celebrate the 65th birthday of Big Daddy, played by Rob Skroeke in an understated yet fiery performance. At the play's opening, we are first introduced to Maggie, played by Jennifer Grace, and Brick, played by John Burns, as they bicker about their marriage, Bick's drinking, and his inability, fueled by his lack of desire, to have sex with Maggie. In the play's first act, Maggie has several telling speeches that lay out her desires and her anxiety concerned by Brick and her place in the family inheritance, as it appears that Big Daddy, Brick's father, is terminally ill and is the owner of a 26,000-acre farm. Grouper, Big Daddy's eldest son, played by Gregory Hartigan, and his wife May, played by Stacy Stoltz, have high hopes of inheriting the farm on the strength of their own growing family. They have five children, while Maggie and Brick have none. As the play unravels, we become witness to the unspoken truths of a complex family dynamic where many things have gone unsaid for far too long. Tennessee Williams finds classic tragedy in the contemporary South. In this poetic expressionist vision of the struggle between truth and illusion in the face of morality, Williams deftly expresses the pain and loneliness each character feels. We watch as the family resorts to attacking each other as their means of relating. Williams stated, "I am trying to catch the true quality of experience in a group of people, that cloudy, flickering, effervescent, fiercely charged interplay of live human beings in the thundercloud of a common crisis." Director Sean Graney took us to the eye of that thundercloud in this production. The physicality, especially between Maggie and Brick in Act 1, and Big Daddy and Brick in Act 3, electrified the emotions and the cruelty of the family. Jennifer Grace as Maggie, in the film role that made Elizabeth Taylor a sex goddess, captured the rage, the sexuality, and the sheer determination of the frustrated wife to the favored son, Brick. John Burns acting as Brick was both fierce and calm as he explored the repressed emotions and self-hatred that makes this character so enigmatic. There is a powerful and touching scene in which Brick and Big Daddy tread deep water about their relationship and why Brick drinks. It was marvelously played by Burns and Skroeke. The play builds the dynamic tension gradually, allowing each character to disentangle their problems and interact effectively. The intensity of Big Mama, Maggie, and Brick work to highlight the underlying anger and unfulfilled desires of each character. Rob Skroeke's Big Daddy, while commanding and intimidating, still possessed a true desire to help his son Brick with his demons. The play examines the destructiveness of repressed sexuality, alcoholism, and suppressed anger. We are made to see how our inability to honestly communicate with one another leads to tragedy. Graney's production was respectful to Williams' vision of the work. The fine cast left all their emotions on the stage as they delivered first-class performances. The Hypocrites once again offer a most engaging show that will amaze you with its intensity and with its honesty. I give this show a highly recommended rating. Cat on a Hot Tin Roof by Tennessee Williams. Directed by Sean Graney and produced by The Hypocrites. At the Building Stage, 412 North Carpenter in Chicago, Illinois. Show now running through February 4th. For tickets and more information, call 312-409-5578. Again, for tickets and more information, call 312-409-5578.